You're listening to SBS News. Electric cars have suddenly become a national talking point, with the major parties making starkly opposing claims. Labor leader Bill Shorten has announced he wants half of all new cars to be electric by 2030. The current take-up sits at just 0.2%.
So change is part of life. And I just say to families and people listening to this, no one's going to make you give up your ute. No one's going to confiscate it. But the idea that we shouldn't be looking for more fuel-efficient vehicles is silly.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Labor's policy is unrealistic, out of touch, expensive, and denies consumers choice.
Taking the choices away from Australians of what car they even are going to drive. What we've seen from Labor is telling Australians how they should live their lives, what car they can drive, taking their money away from them in higher taxes and removing the choices.
Founder of electric car backer F Energy, Daniel Hilson, says more electric vehicles would be good for the electricity grid.
If managed properly and if forecasted correctly and with some certainty, electric vehicles can actually have a net positive impact on the grid. So on the hottest day of the year, when everyone's using their air conditioners and everyone's, you know, drawing too much power, those batteries can give power back to the grid. So essentially that acts as a stabiliser in that there needs to be more power in the grid.
Chief Executive of Energy Networks Australia, Andrew Dillon, who represents electricity distributors, believes that planning is key to seeing the benefits.
Distributors see electric vehicles as a challenge and an opportunity. There's no question if we get electric vehicles right, it can mean more electrons flowing through the same assets, which will mean lower prices for consumers.
But motoring journalist Trent Nikolic can see scenarios where electric vehicles will place strains on the grid.
Charging an electric vehicle at night is effectively like running two household-sized air conditioning units. So if you had a whole suburb of people who were charging their electric vehicle at night on a hot night in summer, with the air conditioning running and dishwashers running and, you know, doing their clothes washing, that kind of thing, it would have to put increased strain on the grid.
Motoring body, the NRMA, says even without a government policy, it's likely that a third of cars will be electric in 10 years anyway. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.